The Lincoln County Jail is a shoebox-shaped building, made of cinder block and brick, solid-looking on the outside, save for two rows of slits, like dashed lines, that mark the cell's windows. When I arrived at the jail's entrance area, an officer instructed me to remove my belt and leave it in a locker, along with my car keys. I passed through a metal detector and then was directed into an oversized elevator that had stainless steel doors and a rubberized floor. There were no buttons to press. The doors shut, the elevator rose, the doors opened. The jail's visiting room consisted of five booths. Each had a short metal stool bolted to the floor in front of a gray metal shelf, mounted at desk height. A black telephone receiver hung on the booth's left-hand side. Embedded in the wall over the shelf was a thick square of reinforced glass, through which I could see, on the prisoner's side, another stool, shelf, and telephone. Every booth was empty. Longo's segregation status in the jail meant that no other inmates could be present while he was in the visiting area. I sat at the far booth and waited. I studied the fingerprints on the window, some of them tiny, clearly children's, and I counted the kiss marks. I dried my palms on my pants. The scent in the air brought to mind fresh paint and sour milk. Longo strode into the room, energetically, as if he were ready to sell me something. He was wearing a navy blue sweatshirt that read Longo in black permanent marker on the front, and blue sweatpants that read Jail in white silk-screened letters down the right leg, and tan plastic sandals and white socks. He carried a large brown envelope, a yellow legal pad, and a golf pencil outfitted with an arrow-shaped eraser. He was on the tall side, a shade over...